You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
Coming your way on a Friday edition of the Gym Class here on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speakers. Scott Unash with you, Mark Dukes joining me coming up in just a moment. Isaac on the other side of the glass, got a good show coming up for you. We're going to preview Iowa and Iowa State, college football, pro football, Iowa men in action tonight in Kansas City as they will take on Utah State. We'll have the pick six as well, your chance to win a $30 gift card from Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Speaking of Emil's, we'll have the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard an update for you as well coming up in just a little bit. And Isaac, a quick how do you do to you over there?
I'm doing all right. Looking forward to tomorrow.
Yeah. A little wrestling,
a little football. Should be fun.
We'll see how much fun it's going to be. We'll see. Mark Dukes, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, man. Good afternoon, everyone. I got my game face on. And Isaac, what about tonight? Come on.
What about tonight?
The Iowa women tonight or tomorrow, soccer?
Oh, I completely forgot about that. Thanks for the reminder. Yes, they are tonight. Yeah. Georgetown, I believe it's at 6 p.m. again.
Is that 6 p.m. Iowa time?
Yes, yeah, 6 p.m. Iowa time.
Okay. And 4 o'clock West Coast time.
Yeah, they're in L.A. I believe they would play UCLA in the next round, assuming UCLA also wins its matchup.
Assuming that UCLA gets the victory.
Which, fair assumption, given their
number one
their
seeded
notoriety and stuff like that in the women's soccer realm.
Very good. That is not what we were concentrating on over the last 10 minutes or so. Iowa, Maryland tomorrow. The podcast available, the Before the Boom podcast, available right now at KGYMradio.com, Apple, and Spotify. We already knew one thing. It was clearly cloudy coming in, Mark, with the quarterback situation. Then you had, in the last 24 hours, the rumors going around, swirling about Cade McNamara. Is he a member in good standing of the Iowa football team? Is he going to accompany the Iowa football team? Is he going to play quarterback? You got a wide range of answers right there. So not only are we concentrating on that now, but our friend David Eicholt from 24/7 Sports has in the last 10 minutes reported that Iowa cornerback Jamari Harris is going to opt out for the rest of the 2024 season. That would be the two regular season games remaining and the bowl game for the Hawkeyes. boy, this thing can't get any cloudier, Mark, can it?
But if true, and I don't have any reason to believe David's reporting would be not on point, but Harris has been terrific this year. And why, with two games left in the bowl game? Very curious to me. It's troubling. I think if I were the Iowa coaching staff, the McNamara stuff, I treat rumors as rumors, but as I indicated yesterday, there could very well be a reason that he has not been captain of this Iowa football team, one of the four captains the last 2 weeks. And it's also confusing because Kirk Ferentz said Tuesday at his news conference, he wrote the depth chart on Sunday, and the depth chart revealed that McNamara was number one. And whether that was a smokescreen or he didn't know, or, you know, why put it out if that isn't the case? I don't think the quarterback position is going to be 95% of the reason Iowa wins or loses. But I think this Jamari Harris story is more troublesome than anything, because if anything Maryland can do, it's pass the football.
Yeah, the whole Cade McNamara thing kind of caught fire yesterday after the Chad Lystico Scott Docterman podcast. They were talking about it. Never actually came out and said that, okay, he's not on the team. It was speculation. It was rumor. And we know Chad and Scott very well. They've been on many of our shows here, all of them, I think, as a matter of fact, here on KGYM. They're just speculating, and podcasts are like that, and based on facts. So we don't know anything about Cade McNamara. This is a little bit more solid, you know, okay, reporting. David Eicholt coming out and saying Jamari Harris is not going to be playing football for the Iowa Hawkeyes for the rest of the year. It's troubling. It's also a head-scratcher because Jamari Harris was available to the media on Tuesday. And there was no talk. I mean, Jamari Harris is right there on the depth chart. He's one of the top players on this team, one of the top players on the defense. He's a guy that is going to hear his name called in the NFL draft. And all of a sudden, with a day ahead of flying out to Maryland, all of a sudden, Jamari Harris is going to opt out. None of this makes a lot of sense at this point. If you are getting ready for the NFL, I can see you opting out of the bowl game. People have done that. Iowa Hawkeyes have done that before. I can get that. I can see that. But what does that tell your future employer in the National Football League if you are going to opt out two games early? Is there more behind this? Did something happen behind the scenes in the last 24 hours? I don't know. David Eicholt, like you said, Mark, I trust him. He's got good information. He's had some breaking news before. No reason to believe that this is not true. But it's just, man, this is a real head-scratcher.
I want to know more because I can't think of another instance. Listeners, please help us, 366-1600, of another player opting out before the end of the regular season.
Iowa player.
Where?
Yeah. Well, they just, I mean, a player that was healthy. Let's put it that way.
I just don't get it.
Yeah.
Again, I want to hear more, and this is out of the blue, so we haven't had a lot of time to digest it. But again, as it pertains to this game, I think it's an awful blow for the Iowa football team.
Oh, yeah.
And the panelists for the Iowa Pick 6 may be redoing their picks right now as we speak.
Might be. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Again, 319-366-1600. Phone line as well, 319-366-1600, if you'd like to pick up the phone and chat with us and chat with Isaac. Speaking of Isaac, what do you make of all this? I mean, to me, this makes zero sense anywhere across the board.
I think I wouldn't be surprised if there is an injury, something that comes out from
Jamari
Harris.
But then just say injury.
I know. I don't know why that wouldn't be the initial reporting, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's like an elective sort of surgery, something that isn't necessarily like he has to have it, but he's opting to have it ahead of like combine stuff. I could be like completely wrong on that, but that's sort of where I'm thinking because it doesn't feel, I don't know. I mean, I haven't talked to Jamari Harris a lot or anything like that, but it doesn't feel like something he would do just randomly. I feel like there is some layer of something else that is going to be reported on here in either today or tomorrow, or the coming weeks. I don't know. But it feels like there's something missing right now.
That would change things completely for me. Rather than just up and walking out on the football team, if Isaac's correct, and I know you're just speculating, Isaac, I guess that would make sense too, and you know makes give us some clarity on the thing. Again, it's only what, a few minutes old, Scott?
Yeah, this was 8 minutes ahead of 3 o'clock that David, somewhere around there anyway, 2:55 ish that David put it out. Yeah, Spencer saw it first and said, "What?" in the sports office. then I checked it out on my phone, and yeah, sure as heck, there it was. 319-366-1600, Matt in Fairfax weighing in. I've never seen the Iowa program in such shambles. What is going on? Well, there have been a few times that the Iowa football program has been in shambolized form. Not the first time, certainly not going to be the last time. One would hopefully, if you're an Iowa fan, not like it to be this way. No, Jeff, this is not a April Fool's joke or anything like that. 9406 saying, and so it begins. I guess waiting for another shoe to drop. I don't know. And Greg and Epworth, and if there is no injury, and if it was just of his own free will, I would agree with you 100%. Something happened that is not being released. I don't know. This is something that just caught me off guard, Mark. Absolutely caught me off guard. It's not like the Iowa football season is totally over. This team can go 8-4, could end up at Tampa in the ReliaQuest Bowl, could end up anywhere, to be honest with you, depending on how the college football playoff plays out. But I don't know. Is this just the tip of the, like I said, so many things this year, I am waiting to see how things play out due to the college football expanded playoff. You already got people that are starting to opt out. Good players saying they're going to be declaring for the NFL draft. You know, and unless they're in the college football playoff, they are not going to be playing in bowl games. I mean, is this going to be a trend now? Used to skip the bowl game. Now, if you're out of it, are you going to start to skip the last two or three games of the year? Is this something new?
Yeah, there's all kinds of different thoughts on that. And I think the problem with this story is the Jamar Harris story, that is, like so many other things, without any clarity, clarification, it just opens things up to speculation. Oh, Jamar Harris is a bad apple, or maybe he is having elective surgery. Nobody knows the answer right now. So, again, it leads to all kinds of speculation. And, you know, the fact he's out for whatever reason, again, that has an impact on tomorrow's game.
It does. David says, I have a feeling there's some bad blood within the Iowa program, maybe.
See, there's speculation again.
Very true. And we're speculating at this point. I mean, that's all we're doing. 319-366-1600. Well, dear fan, what now for the Iowa football team? Tell you what, there aren't going to be enough eyeballs and television sets around, I think, to tune in to see exactly who is going, not so much of the game, but who is going to be suited up for the Iowa football team. There are going to be people following tweets tomorrow morning at 9:15 when the players start to mingle onto the turf in College Park, Maryland, to see who exactly is there, who isn't there, and why they aren't there.
That probably is true in Iowa, but most of the country will be tuned into Indiana and Ohio State.
True. Very true. does Iowa have a shot if there is no Jamari Harris and, like, it looks and appears to be with Jackson Stratton at the quarterback spot? 319-366-1600 here at 318 on a Friday edition of the Gym Class. And it does not doom Iowa for sure, Mark. Even if Jamari Harris is not playing tomorrow, if Jackson Stratton is the starting quarterback, the mantra for many years, not only for the Iowa football program, but for every football program, has been next man in. And perhaps somebody waiting in the wings, like Jackson Stratton last week at UCLA, is going to rise up and do a tremendous job. You got that in the back of your mind a little bit.
That's the intrigue. I mean, I don't want to spoil before the boom, but I referenced Sam Brownlee, the fifth string running back for Iowa in 2004, the Brownlee from Emmitsburg. Iowa had lost its top three running backs for the Ohio State game. Its fourth stringer was hurt during the game, and in comes Brownlee, and I think scored a touchdown in that game. And, you know, he was a hero for at least a week. Can Stratton be that guy? I don't know. We'll see. How good is he handing off to Caleb Johnson? Let's, you know.
Greg, yes. It's not like Harris is a clear-cut first-rounder. No, but Jamari Harris and Isaac Spencer and I were talking about that. I'd probably, what, third round, fourth round, something like that?
Early, I think he'd be a solid day two guy.
Yeah, maybe late day two, early day three guy for Jamari Harris. I mean, corners, good corners in the National Football League are well sought after.
Especially outside corners, and he plays zone really, really well. I think he'd be able to play like a quarters coverage really well at the next level, which is basically what every team is playing right now. So he would find a spot somewhere. Someone would take a chance on him just because he is pretty pro-ready given his experience at this point.
72-27 on the text line. Sorry, Hawks, it's a sign of the times. Things are changing nationwide. The players are adapting on the go. Yeah, I guess. But maybe I'm just old at this point, Mark, but how in the world do you face your teammates if you decide not to play out of your own fruition in the last couple of games of the year? I mean, maybe I shouldn't be thinking this, but I keep thinking of people walking up to Bo Schembechler and Woody Hayes in the day and saying, yeah, I'm done. I'm done. Crazy.
Again, I'm having a hard time with this because I really don't know the reason. And you tell me one reason, I'll give you a reaction. You give me another reason, I'll give you a different reaction. The bottom line is this is all we know right now, that he's opting out, apparently, if sources are correct. 24/7 sports sources are correct, and that's all we know. So maybe if we find out later that he's just up and quitting on the Iowa football team, that's a different story.
319-366-1600. Fans need a good win tomorrow, says 8186. This week has been crazy. Next man in, go Hawks. Well, like I said, maybe somebody steps up. Never know, but it's going to be hard. I mean, you got a guy that Jamari Harris more than likely was going to be covering most of the game that has 85 grabs for the Maryland. I think 85. Is that right, Mark? I mean, he's up there.
Yeah, 85, 87, something like that.
And the number one passer in the Big Ten without, and you're probably going to have to play two second-string corners now. To start that particular ball game. May see more blitzing tomorrow. We'll see. 3:23 here on the Gym Class. Did not think we were going to be talking about Jamari Harris not playing tomorrow. Did not have this on the bingo card when I woke up this morning, Isaac. I don't know if you did not have it either. Had no idea that this one was going to enter into the realm.
No, but I'll keep monitoring the story, see if anything comes out in the next 30 minutes for you guys.
All right. There you go. Again, David Eicholt reporting that from 24/7 Sports, just ahead of 3 o'clock, that Jamari Harris is going to chose to opt out for the rest of the Iowa regular season as well as the bowl game. Let's get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update while we got a moment, Mark. It's brought to you by Emil's First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They are right across in the Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot. And they are open at 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday, a fully stocked bar and a family-friendly dining room, plus catering, online ordering with curbside pickup and delivery at emilshideaway.com.
State football championships, the final day of high school football. Today, after we left the air yesterday, Thursday, Grundy Center won the 1A championship, and North Polk claimed the 4A title. Today, earlier, West Lyon defeated Spirit Lake in the 2A championship game, 42-7. Last look right now, Dubuque Wallert leading Humboldt handily, 42-14 in the 3A title game. The 5A title game tonight, Southeast Polk and West Des Moines Valley. In high school slash college football, quarterback Bryce Underwood, the number one overall recruit by analysts in the 2025 class, has flipped from LSU to Michigan. Underwood was committed to LSU since January. The Giants have released quarterback Daniel Jones. He was the number sixth overall pick out of Duke in 2019. 69 career starts for the Giants. New York won 24 of those games. 26 years ago, well, November 22nd, it's an anniversary of JFK's assassination, but also an anniversary of Hayden Fry retiring from the University of Iowa as its football coach. And that list last year, that wasn't so good either, but great career for Hayden.
26 years ago. Man, that is, time flies. Crazy. You got anything, Isaac?
Not under Mari Harris, but Cade McNamara just put out a statement saying he just has, his status is the same as it's always been. He's a proud member of the football team. He has not been cleared for practice, and that's why he has not traveled with the team.
Okay. That is from Cade McNamara.
That is directly from Cade McNamara. Yes.
Okay.
That's not what Kirk Ferentz said the other day.
He says he has not been cleared by team doctors. He had a setback maybe. So he's unable to participate this weekend. And he plans or is hoping to play against Nebraska.
Okay.
So maybe he was available earlier in the week and then had something. As everybody that has had a concussion, you know this as well as everyone, Mark, that, I mean, these things can come and go very quickly. You don't mess with them. You just don't mess with them.
Well, what was true Sunday when Kirk Ferentz approved the depth chart may not have been true on Tuesday. It may not have been true today. I know. Things change.
It says specifically, I was cleared to participate in practice this past Sunday, but had an adverse reaction, which is common for someone coming out of protocol.
Okay, so there you go. So Kirk was on the up and up, and now Cade is out again. So to me, he's not coming to Maryland tomorrow, and he is not going to play. So it is going to be Jackson Stratton as a quarterback for the Iowa Hawkeyes tomorrow. Marco Linez has been cleared as far as we know. Friday, 3:27 Central Time. Marco Linez can maybe play quarterback for Iowa. We'll see. The Jackson Stratton era getting underway. 319-366-1600. It's a final, by the way, Mark. Congratulations to Dubuque Wallert as they are the 3A state champion in high school football, 49-14. And that is the city of Dubuque's first title since the late 1970s. So well done, Key City.
Dubuque Hempstead, yeah.
That was Bob Timmerman back in the game. 9300, we'll get to a break, and then we'll come back and see. There's a daily Iowan. Go to, do you see that on the text line, Isaac? Can you check that out for us, please? All right, the Daily Iowan putting something out on their website as well about Jamari Harris opting out for the rest of the season to prepare for the NFL draft. So we will find out more about that when we come back. It is, at this moment, a time for another chance at the year-end bonus contest from 1600 ESPN. And we know that at this time of the year, everybody out there needs a little extra cash, whether it's for Christmas presents, for whatever, around the house, whatever you need to get done. We want to give one local winner $500 to help with all of that with our year-end bonus contest. And today's winning word in the contest is stocking. Stocking. Enter that word right now at kgymradio.com for your chance to win $500 locally. And when you do that, you're also put into the national drawing for a $15,000 grand prize. Again, enter the word stocking at KGYMradio.com for a chance at a year-end bonus from 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. And the clouds will be sticking around through the day today. Temperatures will be held to around 40. It'll be a little breezy, but the winds will be backing off as we head into tonight. The clouds will be sticking around, though, and temperatures will drop down into the upper 20s. Tomorrow, we'll have some more sunshine. Temperatures will be in the low to mid 40s. We'll have clouds building back in on Sunday, but temperatures will climb into the low 50s. Take advantage of the warmth before another cool down arrives next week. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
In Iowa, farming isn't just a profession, it's a purpose. You can feel it in our 29.9 million acres of farmland. You can see it in the nearly 72,000 Iowans who work in agriculture. You can hear it at our farmers' markets. You can count it in the $159.5 billion it brings our state. And you can taste it at your family's dinner table. A lot of farmers in our state rely on Bayer's tools and inventions because Bayer has a purpose too, to help farmers thrive. Learn more at go.bayer.com/purpose, paid for by Bayer.
Scott Unash here for your neighborhood Quick Star and all kinds of great specials right now at your neighborhood Quick Star, including bananas, jumbo onions, or baking potatoes. They are 29 cents per pound, limit 10 pounds. Honey wheat or cracked wheat bread, two loaves for $3, limit 4. Simply potatoes, shredded hash browns. That sounds good. 20-ounce bag for $1.99, limit 2. And 8-piece fried chicken or 8-piece jumbo chicken tenders, just $9.99. And don't forget, you can order ahead and take care of your payment with your Quick Rewards app. Go ahead and get that. Sign up for it at your neighborhood Quick Star. Orders can be picked up in store or brought to your car curbside. And not only that, but you can get a real good deal on Karuba Coffee right now by using your Quick Rewards app. And potatoes still on sale. 5-pound bag of russet potatoes, just 99 cents right now. All that and more available at your neighborhood Quick Star.
21-time nominated Grammy Award winner Dwight Yoakam. The Cosmic Roundup and Rodeo Tour. Friday, March 28th, Alliant Energy Powerhouse. With special guests, the Mavericks and 49 Winchester. On sale now at creventslive.com. Dwight Yoakam Live.
Presented by Mammoth.
Siebke Hoyt Jewelers Black Friday sale is coming.
Hey, we're Joseph and Clayton Hoyt.
Bling on the holidays and come to Siebke Hoyt Jewelers for great savings all weekend.
And free gifts like diamond stud earrings,
a G-Shock watch,
a diamond tennis bracelet, and more, depending on how much you spend.
This weekend you can give and receive at Siebke Hoyt Jewelers.
Love local and come for Black Friday savings at Siebke Hoyt Jewelers.
Corner of Collins Road and First Ave.
Where Cedar Rapids gets engaged.
Are you an outside salesperson stuck in a job taking you nowhere? Do you know you could be doing better if given the right opportunity? Hi, this is Jim Lobato, General Sales Manager for 1600 ESPN. We're looking for the right person to join our sales team. If you're a President's Club caliber salesperson with a track record of success, our fun, fast-paced, creative environment might be a perfect fit for you. Use your talents where there's no cap on your income or limits on your success. Isn't it time you started getting paid what you're worth?
Call 1600 ESPN or email jim at kzia.com. Equal opportunity employer.
Back with you on a breaking news edition of the Gym Class right at 3:33 here at 1600 ESPN. Scott, Mark, Isaac with you. If you missed the first half of the program, you can always go back and pick it up. Listen at KGYMradio.com, Apple, or Spotify. David Eicholt from 24/7 Sports about 2:50 this afternoon tweeted out reporting Jamari Harris, Iowa's all-conference corner, is opting out for the rest of the season. He will not be playing. The Daily Iowan, dailyiowan.com, has since come out with an article, and we're going to get a report on that in a moment from Isaac here. Cade McNamara has now come out on his social media saying that he is back. He is still a proud member of the Iowa football team. He is in concussion protocol once again. He was cleared earlier in the week and had a setback. He is back in concussion protocol. He will not be making the trip out to College Park, Maryland. That means Jackson Stratton is going to be the quarterback tomorrow for the Iowa Hawkeyes. So I think I've got everything down, Pat, up to 334, Mark.
I think you do, and I applaud Cade McNamara wholeheartedly for coming out. I just read his two-paragraph statement on Twitter or whatever social media platform that was, explaining in detail in the second paragraph as to what has happened this week. And I have no reason to doubt his written word. I applaud him tremendously. If the Daily Iowan story is correct, that Harris is opting out to prepare for the NFL draft, good riddance. Don't let the door hit you in the you know what. That's bad. You're given a scholarship. You're given NIL, apparently, and you're just walking out on your football team. It's lousy.
You and Gene both.
That's the case.
Yeah, you and Gene both saying good riddance to that. You were reading that during the bottom of the hour, Isaac. Can you just give us a kind of a brief?
Much of the same. It's just saying he's getting ready for NFL season, who's going to start in his place, sort of stuff like that, what it means for the Maryland matchup. It wasn't anything necessarily new that the Daily Iowan had out there. So,
just that he is not going to be there tomorrow.
Just that, yeah, he is not. It looks like he's not going to start or play the rest of the season.
Sports have changed, folks. College athletics has changed. And this is going to, like I talked about 15 minutes ago, I think we're going to start to see this in the college football playoff era. You're out. I'm done. Give your money back, by the way.
I think NIL organizations might start. I know you can't do it right now because it's pay for play, but I think eventually the rule is going to change where if you don't sort of fulfill a season long, there's going to be penalties. Because we went through this earlier this year with the transfer from Alabama, who we don't need to relitigate that or anything, but I think eventually there's NIL organizations are going to start seeking protections for themselves to make sure they are not just getting, I'll say, taken advantage of because it's smart people there, but I don't know how else to put it, I guess.
Not a lot of very nice things being said on the text line right now about Jamar Harris. Let's just put it that way. 319-366-16. Hey, good news. Drake won today. We need some good news at 3:37 here before we get to the panel and the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. Drake beat Florida Atlantic. Now, keep in mind, Florida Atlantic is not the same Owl team that ran roughshod through the NCAA tournament. 75-63, the Bulldogs win. They are on to the finals of the Charleston Classic. They will take on the winner of the game between Vanderbilt and Seton Hall coming up tomorrow in Charleston, South Carolina. So, well done. The Iowa men's basketball team in action tonight. They take on Utah State down in Kansas City. That is a 7 o'clock start. That will be on the Big Ten Network. And with everything breaking as far as the Iowa story is concerned, Mark, didn't get a chance to really hit the NFL or really Iowa State. Iowa State's got a big one in Salt Lake City coming up tomorrow night. We've got it for you beginning at 4:30 with the pregame. By the way, we have Indiana-Ohio State tomorrow at 10:30 in the morning. Keep that in mind right here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN. We got the big one from the Shoe in Columbus in the Big Ten. So a big Big Ten game and a big Big 12 game, both coming up tomorrow. Before we get to a break here and get the panel together, another piece of good news. Did everyone just enjoy watching Thursday night football last night in the snow globe? I certainly did. Isaac, did you love it?
Yes, and I'm also I had to look it up to make sure, but I'm glad the Buffalo Bills, the new Highmark Stadium, is not going to be domed. So I had to make sure.
No, it is not.
I had to make sure because I was very scared that they were going to make that a dome. I know that was proposed, I think, at one point. So it's not, and I'm very glad for that.
Mark, did you enjoy the Thursday night football? I enjoyed it even more, nothing against the Pittsburgh Steelers or their loyal fans, but Cleveland helping out the Kansas City Chiefs by winning last night at home over the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I didn't watch. Hell's Kitchen was on.
Who got kicked off?
You're going to have to go back and it'll replay him, Scott. I can't spoil it for you.
Don't spoil it. Don't spoil it. All right, we'll take a break, come back, get the panel together, and a Friday staple, the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 is coming up for you right after this here on 1600 ESPN.
We're everyday people doing good in our community. Our kindness runs deep, just like our blood. The same blood we donate to help treat sickle cell disease, which hits Black people the hardest. Good news is, 1 in 3 Black blood donors is a match for someone struggling with sickle cell disease. Stand tall in the eyes of your community. Donate today because our blood saves lives. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make your donation.
Are you ready to unleash the beast? Monster Energy is here to give you the edge this college tailgate season. Loaded with bold flavors, our powerful blend gives you the energy you need to push you beyond your limits. Tune in all season long with Monster, the energy drink of ESPN Radio College Football Tour. Power your performance with a drink that's as hungry for victory as you are. Crack open an ice-cold Monster and dominate your competition. Monster Energy. Unleash the beast. Grab yours today.
Back with you here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class here on 1600 ESPN. As in case you're just joining us, all kinds of breaking news coming out. Cade McNamara on his social medias saying that he is still a member in good standing of the Iowa football team. Back in concussion protocol, he was cleared to practice earlier in the week, had a setback. He is back in concussion protocol. He is hoping to be back for the Nebraska game. Jamari Harris is not going to be back. He has played his last down as an Iowa Hawkeye. He has opted out for the rest of the season. David Eicholt from 24/7 Sports had that story first. The Daily Iowan now has gone on their website and collaborated that story. So Jamari Harris will not be playing for the Iowa Hawkeyes anymore. And what of a, I don't know. You ready? Did you change your entire itinerary of your show?
I put out all my social media posts coming up today at 4 to 6. And I'm like, yeah, we're not really talking about that. Some strategically placed pictures on the Iowa football Twitter account, by the way. Jackson Stratton front and center, Deshaun Lee as well. And Jay Higgins was in there. I don't know what, somebody think Jay Higgins was leaving? I don't know what's going on there, but strategically placed photos to let you know kind of what's up there on social media. So,
whew. All right. Well, let's get to a Friday staple. That is the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, brought to you by Emil's, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot. They're not going anywhere. Monday.
We think.
Yeah. Oh, we know they're not going anywhere. Out. No, they are not opting out. They're open Monday through Saturday, beginning at 4 o'clock. And we'll pick some games here, and then we will take 4 callers. They'll hitch their wagon up to the prognosticators, and whoever has the best week, that listener is going to get a $30 gift card from Emil's Hideaway. It is that simple. All right. Mark, I take a breath and hand it over to you.
Welcome in, Dave. Dave's got all the breaking news.
Guys. You got all the breaking news, Dave?
On a not-so-non-eventful Friday.
It's the pre-Thanksgiving news dump.
Yes,
that's
it,
what
is.
It is.
Yeah, really.
All right, we'll get started here. I happened to win last week. It was a pretty even week. Three of us finished 3-3, and I won the tiebreaker, so I will lead off on the set of 6 games. The opener is Colorado at Kansas, and Colorado favored by 2.5 points. Two matchup of two really good quarterbacks here, and Kansas has really played well the last couple weeks, but Colorado smells what probably will be a Big 12 championship game appearance. I don't think 2.5 is nearly enough for Kansas State, so give me Colorado. Dave.
Okay, and it's Kansas, right?
Correct.
I picked Colorado, yeah.
Okay. Kansas has covered the point spread in 4 straight games by an average margin of more than 12 points. The Jayhawks got off to a really poor start, but they are now playing well and can still reach bowl eligibility if they win out. They have reached 400 yards of total offense in four of their last five games. Colorado has been very good on defense, but they have also allowed too many big plays, especially on the ground. That will be a factor against Devin Neal and Jalen Daniels, two of the best rushers in college football. Close game here. Give me the home team and the points.
All right, Spencer.
Boy, this is. I think this has the potential to be one of the best games of the weekend. You got talent on both sides of the football. I look at this one, and I agree with what you said, Mark. I think Colorado is laser-focused on getting into that Big 12 championship game, potential for a playoff berth. Also, they have Travis Hunter, and Kansas does not, so I will go Colorado and the points.
All right, Scott.
But is Travis Hunter, who's already said he's getting ready for the NFL draft.
But he's playing.
But he's playing, but is his mind? Well, we'll see. They may not win it, but I like KU to keep it close. They have been playing well as of late. I think they can pull off a shocker, and I'm for chaos. And I, like Isaac, I am for the coin toss to determine the Big 12 championship participants. Rock chalk, give me Kansas.
All right, game two, and Dave's going to lead things off. It's in the Big Ten. Wisconsin at Nebraska. And Nebraska favored by 2.5, Dave.
Well, we have two also-rans in the Big Ten here. The winner will be bowl eligible. Both teams have been inconsistent all season and are not good in good form. The Badgers have lost three straight. Nebraska has dropped four in a row. This looks like a low-scoring game as the Cornhuskers have scored 20 points or less in all four of those defeats, and Wisconsin has scored 13 or fewer in their last three. But because the Badgers gave Oregon a game last week, losing 16-13, I'll take them with the points to cover at Lincoln.
All right, Dave taking the under. Spencer.
This to me screams close game, and when I think of close games, I think about who do I trust more in a close game, and considering how Nebraska is terrible in close games, and they, I think it's what, 9 straight times they've gotten to 5 wins and just can't get that 6th win, I have to pick Wisconsin here. I mean, I don't really trust either team in a close game, either team at all this year, but I feel like Wisconsin, just what Dave said, they played tough against Oregon. The defense is playing well, and I'll take them to win on the road.
All right, Scott.
The offensive coordinator bowl in this one. Can there be a tie still in college football? I just have that feeling that this should be a tie.
12 overtimes, Wisconsin-Nebraska.
I don't know. I'm just going to say, just for the sake, because Iowa football needs some good news today, that Nebraska gets that 6th win before they come to Iowa City next week. Reluctantly, I take Nebraska.
Not so reluctantly. I'm going to opt out on this game.
Mark is opting out, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, I'm going to take Nebraska as well. I think it finally gets it done, becomes bowl eligible. Wisconsin better at home than on the road, by and large. Okay, game three, and Spencer leading off. BYU at Arizona State, big game in the Big 12. Arizona State favored by 3.5.
Yeah, this is an intriguing one. BYU was playing with fire for a little bit there, escaped against Utah. They got burnt last week against Kansas, so definitely potential here for them to use the loss as some motivation to get back on track. But this Arizona State team is really good, and Cam Scataboo, the running back, I talked about
him. I just like saying Scataboo.
Scataboo, yeah. They love it on ESPN, too, when they talk about him. I think he's the difference in this game. He can run the football well over 1,000 yards this season. Didn't have a great game last week, but he's been playing really well, and this Arizona State team has been playing well as a whole. So I'm gonna ride with the Sun Devils. Put your forks up, everybody. Go Devils.
Scott.
For my good friend, former Channel 2 sportsman Jared Ahrens, who is a proud alum of Arizona State University, Forks up, everybody. Arizona State is going to win this thing.
Sparky.
More chaos. More chaos in the Big 12.
Yeah, Scatabo's a heck of a running back, but I think BYU's got the better quarterback and is going to be motivated, especially getting 3.5 points in this game. I'll take BYU. Dave.
BYU is 10 and 14 straight up as a road underdog the last 24 times that's happened. Arizona State and Kenny Dillingham have never lost as a favorite with the Sun Devils, as they're 6-0 straight up when they also have been favored to win. They're also 5-0 straight up as home favorites under him. Arizona State is the better team on both sides of the ball, and playing at home in a game that means so much, it'd be surprising to see the Cougars pull off the upset. Give me the Sun Devils. Forks up.
All right, game four, back in the Big Ten. Scott, you're leading off. Game of the day, not Iowa, Maryland at 11, but Indiana and Ohio State. The Buckeyes favored by 12.5.
I may be buying in hook, line, and sinker to this. I think they keep it close, and I think they can score with Ohio State. Not necessarily thinking they can win this thing, but give me Kurt Cignetti and the Indiana Hoosiers. They got to keep this close. If they get blown out, then there's all sorts of speculation with the College Football Playoff Committee. I'll take those 12.5 points and ride with the Hoosiers.
The schedules do matter, and while Indiana has blown out the schedule it has been given, well, it made its own in the non-conference, but nevertheless, they've been very impressive, and Dave has been telling me all year to buy into this Hoosier team. I will take Ohio State.
Well, let's see if Dave is going to take his Hoosiers.
Mark's still not listening. Ohio State has lost their best starting offensive lineman, center Seth McLaughlin. It's the Buckeyes' third lost offensive lineman this season. The center is so important because he calls the defensive blocking protections. Indiana is giving up 13.8 points per game. Ohio State gives up 10.3 points per game. The Hoosiers give up just over 74 yards rushing per game. The Buckeyes give up just under 91 rushing yards a game. The Buckeyes have the number one defense in the nation. They will have to stop a Hoosier offense that is scoring nearly 44 points, passing for more than 284 yards, and rushing for better than 176 yards per game. Give me Indiana and all those points to cover.
Okay, Spencer.
I'm joining the Hoosier chorus here. I don't see this being like a 56-3 game. I could see Ohio State maybe winning by 14 and a slight cover, but I just think Indiana's played too well for too long this season to get blown out in this one. So I'll take the Hoosiers and the points.
Mark, you're either going to win this thing or be very last.
I believe I picked Michigan to cover against Indiana, despite the rest of the panel. But nevertheless, it's a new week, right?
Yep.
Back in the Big 12, Game 5, back in the leadoff position, it's Iowa State at Utah, and Iowa State favored by 6.5. I'm not sure Utah's offense can keep up in a high-scoring game, but I'm not sure it necessarily will be. Iowa State, I have questions about the defense. And Utah, playing for a bowl bid pretty much after a very disappointing season. I don't necessarily like Utah, but I like the point spread. So I'll take Utah here. Dave.
Iowa State coach Matt Campbell said this week that the Utah defense will be the best they will play. Campbell said, look at their front seven, all fifth and sixth year seniors, some of the best defensive players in the country. Utah's offense hasn't been able to help the defense keep off the field, and the offense hasn't been help since veteran quarterback Cam Rising was knocked out of the Arizona State game on October 11th with what turned out to be a season-ending injury. The Utes score around 23 points and nearly 354 yards of offense per game, while the Cyclones average better than 31 points and 434 yards on offense. Iowa State wins the game, but Utah covers with the points.
Spencer.
The big thing for me here is turnovers. Utah on offense with Isaac Wilson at quarterback, he's just been a turnover machine. And Iowa State, they can capitalize on some of those takeaways, turn them into points. I think this becomes maybe not a blowout victory, but a solid victory for Iowa State. So I'm going to line up with the Cyclones and take them in the 6.5.
Scott.
Cyclone Island, man.
Oh, boy. That sounds terrifying. Do I at least have a tornado shelter or something?
You've got the siren and the shelter.
Okay, good.
Cyclones might win this game, but I think Kyle Whittingham has a lot of pride and his players have a lot of pride. I think they keep it close, trying to get that bowl bid. This was the one, when the schedule came out, that everyone said could be the biggest problem for Iowa State. And no Cam Rising, but I still think Utah keeps it close. So I'm going to go with the Utes.
Okay, last game and the tiebreaker, and Dave gets to lead things off. It's Iowa at Maryland tomorrow, kicking off in the morning. Iowa favored by 6.5. Not sure if that line has moved much. I don't think so. And then the tiebreaker, I had no idea what I was doing earlier in the week when I set this tiebreaker, but...
Oh, yes, you did.
total team passing yards for Iowa. Game and tiebreaker, Dave.
I don't like what I'm hearing out of Iowa City. Give me Maryland and the points to cover, and I'll guess 103 yards for Iowa passing.
Spencer.
Spreads down to 4 at Circa Sports. Iowa still favored for what it's worth. The total at 43, if for those that need that information. I got to take Maryland. I just, yeah. Maryland and the points, and I'll go an even 100 for passing yards.
Oh, man. I said Maryland. I said Iowa wins by a field goal before the boom, not to give it away. Listen in, by the way. I'm not changing that. I can't do it. I got to take Maryland, and I'm gonna go with a robust 144. I'm erring on the high end.
Show your work, Scott.
I have no idea.
I so much want to change this pick, guys, because everything adds up. Even before the news, I thought Maryland would cover the spread because of Iowa's history on the road this year, and Maryland's the strength of its game is the passing game. So all along I had Maryland to cover the spread, and I'm not going to change it now, but I so want to, because I can just see Kirk rallying the troops and Jackson Stratton as the story of the day in the Big Ten, but I don't think so. Let's see. I will take, I don't want to really undercut any. I'll just go 125. How about that?
That's nice and solid in the middle right there. All right. Picks are in. And we need 4 contestants at 319-366-1600 to hit your wagon up to one of the prognosticators. And if your picker has the best week, you get a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway. And Dave, have a good weekend. It's got to be better than all the news today if you're an Iowa fan. So we will talk on Wednesday of next week.
All right, totally agree. Thanks, guys, for having me.
You bet. 319-366-1600, and hit your wagon up to one of the prognosticators, and you can get a $30 gift card from Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Stumpy says Iowa 27, Maryland 20. Thank you, Stumpy. He's happy. Greg is not happy because he does not appreciate He does not appreciate the disrespect of his Badgers from us.
I didn't disrespect him.
No,
Greg,
you picked him.
On Wisconsin.
Talking to me and you, Scott.
I know. Have a great weekend, everybody. Spencer on Sports coming your way next.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn, ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.